The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way. Catamaran home! Hey! Welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast. This is... not as a sort of an in-betweeny episode because I've got a special, big, shocking, whiz-bang excellence coming very soon. And this is just an audio one where I'm talking to my friend Jez. So I'll be talking to Jez shortly. I was pretty hungover when I did the podcast. I'm not hungover at all now. Neither am I drunk. I'm in that third state, sobriety. Well, not long-term sobriety, I'm just taking it. Anyway, look, we don't have to go. Anyway, I haven't given up the drink. I just thought it would be good to have one day off. Do I have to talk about it? No, sir. That'd be weak and gauche. Lots of stuff is going on. I'll give you an update on all of that at some point. Anyway, I'm back in Australia. That's the first thing I'll say. I'd done a show the night before. I talked to Jez, and I was pretty hungover in the morning, but it was the only time we had to speak, so we had him on the podcast. And all other questions to be answered and resolved in the near future. Big podcast changes coming soon. I'm sure the visual people, you know, people who experience this podcast largely on a visual level, the YouTube algorithm will take care of them. But as for the rest of us, audio people, keep your ears peeled. Big things coming soon. All right. I love you, I miss you, I want you, I need you. Here's the rest of the pod with Jez. Here's why Jez is on the podcast.
Hello.
Number one, he asked. Knock and the door shall be opened. Number two, Jez is, as much as anyone, responsible for me having a comedy career.
That's very nice to say.
Not necessarily for giving me a big opportunity.
But a small
in hindsight. No, but in believing in me when no one else was, like really no one else was. The extent to which I never got any, I don't know, I think I'd doing it for like 9 years to the point where we met. And I'd done it,
sure.
Or I'd been and done festivals, but I'd never like gone out the road for club dates.
That's true. Yeah.
And you said I'll get you club dates in Perth. And I'd never been to Perth.
Well, I had seen you at an open mic in Adelaide. I think I'd been left over from the festival or whatever.
Yeah.
And we had not met, but you were the funniest person at the open mic. Which is not a big
damning
statement.
With That's the faintest of praise.
It's not a big statement. But then, yeah, when I was opening for Brian Persaud, they needed an opener for Adelaide. And so I reached out to you, having not met you, being like, well, that's the funniest person I know in Adelaide.
And that went and okay.
Well, I don't know how the show went, how we met.
But then you brought me to Perth. And you
that's
lined
true.
Me up with
you stayed on my couch?
And I abused that trust by getting very drunk with an ex-con.
Oh, is that true? I don't know the full circumstances of that debaucherous night.
I say ex-con only to be... we went to an... it was Sean Conway, not an ex-con.
No, he looks like he could be, but he's a lovely man.
He's really... The looks come together on Sean. He's been on the pod. People can go back and see that.
Yeah.
Everybody goes and
he's
makes
got
good.
Extra hair now, right?
More hair, less weight.
Love that.
He's transformed his fat into hair. it's a good riff. I'm a riffing machine. Anyway, you brought me over to Perth, and it meant a lot to me. And I always look back and I go, oh, I was ready to quit. But it's like, man, I never quit. But it's I'll say this, nothing was going well.
Yeah, I think a lot of comedy as a career or whatever is saying, I'm just about to quit. A lot.
They're all the time.
I think you have to be saying that. If you, like, either you're, even if you're massively successful, I think you're probably full of insecurity.
You should be ready to quit.
You're a thumbnail on Netflix and you're worried you're going to disappear. You know?
Disappear.
It's early. It's early in the day.
That's a black ballet coach. I'm trying to say, that's a plie. That's a plie. That's a plie. Excuse me. That's a big mirror on the wall. That's a plie. I don't really know what a plie is. I think that's a word they use.
No, it's
that's a vomiting in the toilet. Stay skinny, again in them shoes.
I really like that you go. See, this is what you don't see in Melbourne comedy.
No.
You don't see the ethnic accents anymore.
Have they purged the ethnic accents
from comedy?
Gosh, because I've been to open mics in comedy. And it sounds like there's a lot of ethnic accents.
Open mics are open.
They got the Chinese, they got the South Sudanese, they got the Vietnamese.
Yeah, open mics are.
But they've got his ethnics. They've stopped white people doing the accents.
Oh, you know what? At the open mics, you still get the whites doing it.
Nice.
Yeah, but no one's getting paid.
No, you got to.
No
do
one's
it.
On Netflix.
You got to absolutely do that for the love of the game. In Australia. Here's what I'd like to say to the current head of the ABC, our state-run television network. You ready? Can I please have a job? Mr. or Mrs. ABC. You know what I'm saying? Like, the time for that is over. Here's why I think doing the Asian accent's fine, and I'll fight and die on this hill, Jess. Before we get to promoting your work.
Let me guess.
Is this bad for you?
No, I think it's fine.
Hold on. Let me, before I go on.
Can I guess your angle?
No, well, you can guess my angle, but let me ask. Professionally, yes. In Australia, is you being here with me bad for you in the scene?
I don't think I could be lower.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
Nice.
My guess is that what you're going to say is that there's an ascendancy of...
Have we had this conversation before?
No, but there's an ascendancy of Asian power in the world.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's punching up.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say?
Absolutely.
Bam. Got it.
Have you already had that thought?
No, I just knew. I know you.
You knew where I'm at. Well, you're with...
I also think it's relatively true.
You're engaged or you got married?
You're still engaged. We keep...
You've been engaged for 8 or 9 years to an Asian lady. So,
we kept postponing because I wanted to pay my half of the wedding.
That's nuts.
And then...
That's crazy.
And so we kept postponing it. And now we have decided to elope so that we can just
good,
get it done.
Good, get it done.
So that's going to be done
get
soon.
Get your tubes untied and go.
Well, no, my tube will remain tied.
Call me.
We're all... We're both... Let's say we're not shocked, but we're like surprised and concerned that you're having a fourth child.
Really? It's so good.
It's too many.
Too many.
We've got zero. We've got rabbits, and it's good for us.
The next generation's going to look like me. It's a DMX song. He's got 100,000.
It's all those little mechanics.
Yeah, no, look, you got to find your meaning where you can.
That's true.
And I choose to find that in living in the truth, baby. And the truth is, I'm dog tired. I people go like, you got to get your life together. You got to get responsible. It's not a bad riff. The thing that's just come to me, not a bad riff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you got to get responsible. You know, like, stop drinking, stop partying so hard, settle down when the lights are gone. But my experience is I never did any of that wild stuff. But since I got kids, you know, you got a couple hours free one night. You're like, oh, I got to get on it now.
Honestly, I just hung out. Your kids do seem lovely. There's a lot of energy. I hung out with them for about...
We don't say their names.
15 minutes.
Yeah. Are you tired?
And I'm exhausted.
Yeah, my sweet wife is done. We veer towards
no, of
the
course,
private.
No, there's no names, there's no...
What's your podcast, though, is about... You got a new podcast. We'll plug that. We'll plug all your stuff.
Yeah,
all
right. New That's podcast, what What's Your Damage, that you've refused to be on.
Yes.
Because it's about personal trauma.
I don't...
And it's, you know, it's all secret now. It's all pay for play.
You know what I say about BetterHelp? I say worse than nothing. No, it's not pay for play. I just don't believe in the therapeutic society.
Oh, man, I love it. Therapy helped me a lot. But yeah, it's about all the, you know, the sad, depressing things.
Got you all the way here to my car.
We're sitting in a car, hiding from your family. There's a man coming out of his house being like, this is suspicious.
I'm going to drive on because that guy doesn't like this. Sorry.
Hold on. Sorry. Sorry, Matt. I just drove down the road to get away from my family. Oh, it's over you. Separate thing. Sorry, mate.
Oh, for the love of the Lord, he was just on. All right, Jizz.
We're going to move?
Yeah. You have to put your belt on. What are you doing? Pick up a microphone and tell the people. Oh, you do have to put your belt. Sorry, it's an audio only medium. Thank goodness we're both putting our belts on.
Yes.
Let me put my belt on as well. And now it's time to drive. Jez, tell the people about your comedy special.
Oh yes, it's out as of a few weeks ago. White Rice Supreme is its name, which is after what has become my legal name, Jez White Rice Supreme, as of being married in Las Vegas when I was 24, with an Elvis impersonator while tripping on LSD. But
that marriage is binding.
We ended up submitting the paperwork back in Australia, so it was. So we stayed married for maybe a year, year and a half. Terrible marriage.
Also, very Jewish female.
Sorry, that's the Red Scare podcast that I've been listening to. I found that I really like, even though I've never seen a film with Dasha in it that I've liked, I really like the Red Scare podcast.
The only film I've seen Dasha in is The Materialists, which I did not care for, and that was not her fault. But anyway, do you ever listen to the Red Scare podcast?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's two
and
ladies.
And I don't know who Dasha is.
Oh, she's a lady. She used to date Adam Friedland. I'm sure there's other things about her as well. She's an actress. she's now regarded as a virulent anti-Semite just because they had Nick Fuentes on the show, who is, his anti-Semitism is virulent. Virulent is an adjective that I feel is only used to describe someone's anti-Semitism. You never like,
I think you can describe a disease.
Yeah, but you would never say like
infection.
Oh, he's meant to be like passionate or intense or like what, like very, especially bad. Like he's a virulent football fan. Never happens. He's a virulent baker. Virulent hopscotch enthusiast. Doesn't happen. So you got the special out.
Yes.
And you recorded that in Melbourne.
Yeah, I spent 15 grand on it, which I had a couple of people ask, oh, do you think it was worth it? Did you get the value from it? Which I doubt you. I doubt there is value other than making it.
Well, it's,
I like the, making.
At the end of the day,
I like
it's all
doing
we have
comedy.
To show for our work. Yeah, we like doing it, but
no. But I like doing comedy. It's the best of my first 12 years, you know. And it's nice to get it recorded, and I'm proud of the stuff. I think it's funny. I think it's good. It looks good.
What else I would say about recording?
Tim Witt, who is
did my sound last night?
Who you introduced me to? Did an excellent job mixing it. It sounds good. Yeah, I like it. But I don't think it's I don't think it's worth 15 grand.
I don't think that's the way to think about it.
No.
I think, and I, you know, what do I know? But I think the way to think about it is.
But people have been.
It's
nice
part
about
of the life. So, I mean, think of how much money we lose doing comedy for
exactly.
so long. Anyway, it's just another. It's another cost.
Yeah. I was on my way to being a doctor of neuroscience when I started comedy.
Now you ended up.
I have 4 degrees. I owe 50 grand to the government.
But you ended up, I want to emphasize, with a master's of neuroscience.
Yeah.
Which is not a degree that I don't think a lot of people have.
That's probably true. But
I remember
it's also,
you saying at the time, you were
it's
like,
not relevant.
Who? Who even? Either you do neuroscience or you don't. You were very like. Up and down about it at the time.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it, but I love jokes more, so.
What was it about neuroscience that tickled your...
Well, I was trying to...
Brain, if you will.
Yeah, I was trying to find a way to regenerate the central nervous system, so like fix spinal cord injury.
Wow.
Forever, which would have been pretty cool if
would
I'd done
been
it.
Sick.
But it turns out that's very hard to do.
When did you run into a wall there?
Probably the whole thing was pretty hard, I think. But yeah, we would like my doctoral thesis was trying to use RNA regulation to switch it on. Like, so I was looking at zebrafish
okay.
and do it. It was a reasonable avenue, but it was really challenging.
Is anyone else pursuing that line of thought?
There was, I mean, it's definitely, it's part of the angles that are pursued, but it's really tough to do. Maybe it was flawed. But.
So how, you know, we say that's tough to do, but what does it actually look like to go, well, we know that zebrafish can do this. We've wrought havoc with enough spines on a zebrafish to know that they can recover.
Man, I had to do some really mean shit to zebrafish.
Is that true?
Yeah, I had
I
had to like scoop out their eyeballs when it was still attached and then crush their optic nerve and then put the eyeball back in and then put them back in to swim around for like a couple of weeks.
And then go back and check it again.
Then, you know, murder the zebrafish.
Yeah.
And then...
see if its eye had gotten better.
Yeah. See, like, okay, how much... like, when we switched on this gene or turned off this gene, like, okay, how much of regrowth? And I felt really mean. I'm really glad. The next step, had it worked... and had I stuck with the doctor, it would have been to do it to rats. And they're also very cute, and I really like the rats.
So then you put that gene in the rat.
Well, they have the gene already. It's like a matter of... it's,
oh, really?
Because the zebrafish are vertebrates as well, right? So that's the whole thing. It's
so
like,
the gene's
okay,
there.
Genes that... can we identify genes that are shared that are maybe switched off in humans?
Wow. We just got magic genes ready to turn on.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have found out about that. Those zebrafish were killed in vain. Like, when you go at the end, you're like, can anyone use that research you did to take it to the next level?
Yeah, I mean, I published the masters, so... okay. But it wasn't like a thing of like, hey, and this is definitely going to work. It was like, oh, I did all this stuff, and it ultimately didn't work. So
how long...
a lot of science is that, though. A lot of science is negative.
It didn't work?
No.
So what was it that was making the zebrafish recover?
It would have been some different gene, maybe.
Okay.
Right. The ones we were looking at.
But you just save somebody some time in the future. That's
maybe.
Good.
Hopefully.
Well, someone else might have that thought. You know,
could be.
But what if you did it wrong, and that is the way forward, and you were sloppy with your work, and
well,
you closed the door
forever? Well, I was definitely sloppy
forever.
With my work. Yeah, that's also true. Because I was doing open mics.
No.
I was doing open mics during the doctorate. I would be, like, writing jokes in the lab, and then... go to the open mic, and I would be smoking weed every night, and I was definitely not a good doctoral student, I
just
would
like
say.
Eyes blurring in and out.
Yeah.
Just all the zebrafish blurring
funny?
Into one.
Yeah. There were a lot of very serious scientists around me who maybe didn't approve as much.
You know, I mean, at least you had something to walk away from. That's a bargain. I had a...
we were telling the person who's going to be my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Once we finally get married. We were telling her for a good couple of years after I left that doctorate, updates on the doctorate. Oh, yes, going great.
But you, now, as a producer in comedy, you've had good success.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good at admin. I think being autistic, coming from a scientific background, I'm good at being organized.
Do we believe that autism exists?
Yeah, we do. Well, I do. I'll say an I. But yeah, of course it does.
Isn't it just a word that scientists have come up with to try and explain that which they do not understand?
Listen, isn't that science?
Yeah.
We come up with words and definitions.
Real. It's not the same as having soul power.
Reality. Well, all right. Listen.
It's not the same as like love. It's not the same as vigor.
If
autism.
I can quote my fiance who sent me this message an hour ago, who said, why has James had four children? I said, he has beliefs. And she said, has he heard of reality?
That's crazy.
But yeah, we could just fundamentally disagree and still be friends.
Reality. I think...
but yeah, I think I'm good at
admin. I think reality is...
it's becoming fragmented what people agree.
It is but
true.
As to what reality exists as in the landscape of the mind, I think all too often reality is merely for people the lowest common, what they believe to be the lowest common denominator, and anything on top of that is a fanciful notion. But actually, I think the world is much stranger and more interesting.
Have you done many hallucinogens? I know you say you don't.
I've never done one hallucinogen.
Not one?
No, I don't believe that. I think I'm already tapped into that.
Nick's son, who
is... I don't need to be running around the back of a Melbourne Comedy Festival venue hurling chairs at people.
Well, yeah, Nick certainly did.
By the way, Nick's son, one of the great
Australian...
lost Australian comedians.
But he's back now.
No,
he's back to comedy.
I didn't know that.
He's...
let me just say, When I said that thing about him hurling chairs at people, I thought he was gone. And that is a story that I heard.
Well,
is that corroborated?
I think I told you that story. Someone did. He did that at a show that I booked him for many years ago.
Ah, that would be how I... You can tell it stayed with me. He's back.
He's back to comedy. He became a full-time shaman for 5 years.
Right.
And in fact, he was my shaman when I did ayahuasca. Excellent shaman. But he is now back to comedy.
Whose box do I have to lick to get a gala spot around here? Is that him?
Yeah, that would be.
I don't think he used that word.
That'd be the guy.
I think he used a different word than box.
But he said he has done enough hallucinogens and ayahuasca to kill his demons. And so he's back now in a way that he's not self-sabotaging anymore.
Man, that's great.
Which was very fundamental to who he is.
And that only took 18 years.
Yeah.
That's an 18 for me, because he ended, I think, the year that I started.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Am I right? No.
I think probably there was an overlap, a couple of years.
I started 2008. No, you would be right. There would be an overlap. He was like, I started 2008.
He was on his way out. I think 2013 is when I met him.
Okay.
He was still doing it.
I remember he was a fringe, confusing. Because he started out, he was actually, yeah,
he was going to be the anointed.
One raw comedy.
Yes, he was going to be the anointed next big thing in the industry.
He was the John the Baptist of Ronnie Chang and Aaron Chen of, you know, this like ochre, very passes for Aussie. Ronnie Chang ended up not being that.
No.
Ronnie Chang, the patina of Australian.
That's gone.
It's full.
And I think to his benefit.
Full Lee Kuan Yew. He's gone the full LKY, Ronnie Chang. I always want to challenge him on that, because he was like, America's so stupid. Why are you so stupid? And it's like, I don't know, Ronnie. Let's have a look at some of Lee Kuan Yew's policies. On, you know,
I mean, Singapore
is so great.
Singapore's
I'd like
great.
To hear.
Malaysian.
Is he?
Yeah, he's not Singaporean.
I thought he was Singaporeese.
He's Malaysian.
That's even worse. Lee Kuan Yew was a great man.
I mean, honestly, I think Singapore is way better. I think Lee Kuan Yew is...
Malaysian. I thought it was Singaporeese.
Lee Kuan Yew is excellent.
He wasn't... No, Lee Kuan Yew... Complicated legacy.
He built it from a fishing village into a powerhouse.
I think our friend air conditioning might have helped him along the way. I think having a massive base of Chinese people might have helped him along the way.
I think that helps everybody.
I think air-conditioned Chinese people, nothing can hold them back. That was what Mao should have had for the Great Leap Forward. He was all about, let's smelt some iron in our backyard. It's incorrect now. Air conditioning.
Make Chinese people comfortable.
That's the hat.
That's my goal.
Make Chinese people comfortable again.
I'm marrying a Chinese person. I'm trying to make them comfortable.
My brother married a Chinese person. I am excited to have Chinese in the gene pool.
Mm-hmm.
If we can please get an athlete up in here. No, I don't believe in that sort of thing. I think we all are a complete blank slate.
No? You don't think hybrid vigor is to anyone's benefit?
Hybrid vigor? Is that their name for it?
Well, dog breeding, I think.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But
a mixed race
That seems as bad as the pure blood stuff. What we got to do is get some hybrid vigor.
A mixed race anyone is better. That's what I say.
No.
As a one-quarter Indian person, that's what I say.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah, there's something there. Mm. In the same way that I see Charlie XCX. You know, she's slightly Indian.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, cool. I'm Why saying cool. Is that not what you're
no,
saying?
No, I'm just spicy type. Cool. I love the Indian people. I didn't know you were one quarter Indian.
Mm, my mother and her whole family emigrated from India.
I won't go into the details. She was young. My children are 1/8 Samoan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Got that hybrid vigor.
Vigor. Vigor with a hard R.
I don't say the R.
Yeah, vigor. It's with the... Here's a fun fact I've learned about America, because I have to go, so we're getting close to the half hour. Have you plugged everything?
Yeah, all right. Listen to What's Your Damage podcast. First episode with Her Huang, second with Aidan Jones, late from Adelaide.
Aidan Taco Jones.
Now in the UK.
Have you noticed that the move is on of the Aussies? I mean, I'm really cutting against the grain here because the move.
You've come back? Oh, you're only back.
I don't know.
And then you're going to be in America.
Well, who knows?
Haven't you got shows on sale in
America?
Maybe
I'll go to Japan. Ooh. All right. Maybe I'll relocate to Luxembourg. Maybe I'll relocate. I mean, which of these small European countries is going to let me be on Eurovision? My life's ambition. Because Australia's not going to let me do it.
Is Mr. Very Good Rapper coming back?
No, this would be...
I loved it.
The James Donald Fools.
I was a big fan of
That's
Mr.
Personal.
Very Good
Rapper. That's a strong personal matter.
I think you can probably find him on SoundCloud.
Personal matter. What else have we got to plug? So you're in Melbourne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got shows to sell. I'm touring a bunch of places.
You're going to the Perth
Australia, New Zealand
festival. What are you doing in
Southeast
New Zealand?
Southeast Asia, UK.
What? Are you really?
Yeah. That's all this year.
Give us your dates.
All this year.
We've got people all over the place.
Perth Fringe. That'll be the whole festival, and then I'm going to Auckland and Wellington in February. And then Melbourne Comedy Festival, and I'm also doing Dunedin Fringe.
No, I've always wanted my sweet wife. I don't want to be too personal. I know some people who've been in Dunedin.
If you know anyone I can stay with, that would be nice.
Dunedin listeners, nah, I don't know. Jez is good. We actually might. That's crazy. That's crazy. I always wanted to do Dunedin Fringe, but it clashed with a different festival. Maybe Adelaide Fringe or something.
Yeah, I think Adelaide. I'm doing New Zealand instead of Adelaide.
Wow.
Yeah. It's nice.
You can see why that's not been an option for me.
No, of course. It's nice to visit Adelaide. But the festival is a very easy place to lose money.
Thank you. I think I can.
And then, yeah, I'll be in Singapore, I think Malaysia, Thailand.
There's a Singapore Fringe? What's going on?
No, I'll just be doing an independent show.
Okay, so a serious plan that I had... Mm. I wanted to talk to Ronnie about Singapore.
Oh, I can tell you about Singapore.
But now you're... have you done gigs in Singapore before?
I was there like a couple
months
ago.
This is huge because I did this... We did this travel doco around like regional... went to Wagga Wagga, basically. It was like to and from and after
I've
Wagga
only been
Wagga.
To Wagga Wagga when I was on leave from the army.
Man, we have not scratched the surface.
That's why we're going to end the pod.
No. Well, I've got to do this effing meeting. Hold on. But we did that, and then we went to the UK, and I think the next one is Singapore.
Yeah, cool.
I was thinking of calling it the Lion of Asia.
It's nice. The scene there is growing up. Yeah, there's a nice local scene.
It's a direct flight from Adelaide. Here was my thinking, because these things, they the travel thing, and I like write comedy while I'm there.
Mm.
But I could like go for like 4 days, fly me and my camera operator. And I do a run of gigs, and walk around Singapore, come back. You know, it's probably $2,000. Fly us both over there, direct flight. Get a nice, you know, whatever. Okay, hotel. Everything's got air conditioning. Stand up.
You need it there.
I'm told. But we, you know, and then we could really get something out of that.
I think so.
I didn't know you were going to Singapore.
The audiences are fun. I really enjoyed it.
This is big.
Yes, and so then I'll do. Edinburgh Fringe, which is the first time going back since 2019.
The
and
Singapore of the North.
A couple
North.
Other things. The Singapore of the North, that's right.
Singer Rich is what I hear.
Yeah. And I'm going to do some other UK things, I think.
That's a lot.
Yeah. First half of the year.
It's all first. It's half the year?
That's up to August, yeah.
Jeez.
I'll do some other things.
I'm not doing nothing. That's not true.
Yeah, but I've got no kids.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's true. I got no dependents. I'm essentially a dependent. I wish that was not
That's
true.
That's an illusion. That's an illusion. Independence is an illusion. We all abut another person. Maybe abut's not the word I'm looking for. I've got snot in my nose.
I think you've...
So hungover.
I think you've
not,
rallied
You know
quite
what it
well.
Is? I got on the red Coopers.
Ooh, Cooper's red.
Red means stop. Beer in America is not as alcoholic as it is in Australia.
Yeah.
And I'm going like... At some point, I'm going like, I've only had three. I'll be all right. But it's like...
I miss drinking so much.
There's the equivalent of two beers in there. And so like within like 2 hours, I've had six beers. Like... Yeah, but sorry, I forgot you'd quit drinking.
No, I know. I have 5 drinks a year.
You get to ration it out?
Yeah.
Do you ever go no beer, no drinks all year and then a big New Year's Eve?
I did have a couple of drinks on New Year's Eve. But yeah, I told my therapist that was my plan. He says, it's a bad plan. I said, well, it's your problem to fix. So
these therapists, man, I got family as therapists, and I like them. They're good people, man. Yeah. You know, I don't need none of this fucking get up in here.
I think everyone benefits from the right therapist.
I got a priest. I got friends.
Was a priest of the show last night.
That's yes.
Your priest, is that correct?
Oh, he's a buddy of mine.
Oh, okay. He's not officially your priest.
Well, he's not. He doesn't head up my parish, but I think he definitely
gives you guidance.
Spiritual direction has been received from Father Olick, and will be in the future.
So he's responsible for these four children.
No. God. No, you know what? I am responsible for these children, but they come from God. This is what we believe, that we are not, you know, we are only in the physical sense the parents of these children. Mm. Closer to a custodian. The children belong to God. We're just here to look after them. They have their own things going on. You don't own your children.
You're a very strange man, James.
You don't own your own children. But you must have the right to guard them from the state and all its
pernicious machinations.
Veritably pernicious. I don't know if I would have chosen pernicious. Pernicious is a little too close to I just love everybody, baby. I'm just so full of love. Jez Watts, where can the people find you?
JezWatts.com, JezWatts, has links to everything.
And I will say, the Patreon is a hub of activity. James Donald Forbes began Catamaran Plan Patreon. The YouTube, we got that Island of Strangers, that came out. More shows will be added at some point in the future. Look, cut me a little slack. I moved country and I'm hungover. All right, I'm sorry. But where's the podcast going? It's here and it'll be back. And I'm working with people to make it better. It's going to be so people won't believe how good the podcast is going to be. Go over to the Patreon and get yourself a foretaste of it.
Everyone I've spoken to loves it as it is. So it's very exciting. It's going to be.
There's not enough of them. If we're really going to get,
I think there's lots, aren't there?
No.
Yeah, are you wildly successful now?
Wildly, it's again.
I mean, to my metrics.
Again, when one is a success, it's wildly. When one is an anti-Semite, it's virulent.
You're a virulent success, James.
I'm a virulent success and wildly anti-Semitic. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm a wild failure. To me, failure has always seemed more wild, ready to lash out.
That was Nick Sun's problem.
Success, you play a straight bat. It's a defensive game. I'd say we'd had a good couple of weeks. You know, you just try and put the good weeks together one after another. And one day it'll all fall apart, but I love you, I miss you, I want you, I need you. I cannot believe I didn't get less hungover for the whole show. We spoke for 35 minutes and I didn't get less hungover at all.
No, I think you got more hung as we went.
Oh. Yeah, I started doing that. I'm starting to loosely feel the experience joy again. It took me about 30, not that you went, you were great. It took 30 minutes of jizz. 30 minutes of jizz. And the podcast, you've got so much on. You've promoted. And I'm so sorry we had to kick you off that second show last night. So that
what,
woman
to put a crazy
over.
Lady on instead?
No.
I think I'm actually really glad
are
that happened.
Are you assured? It's because I'd worked it out with, oh my goodness.
I thought that was honestly very fun to watch.
Yeah, I don't think it's making the video in the end.
No, I had a feeling in the moment while you were saying, oh, and we're going to intercut this and intercut
you
that.
Thought, no,
I was like,
won't.
I don't think any of that's happening. And it made me really happy I was there for the live show. I think stand-up is such a live art form.
Yeah, the live shows are wild and crazy.
Clips are like everything now, but yeah. I love live stand-up.
No, there's such a difference between the...
there's moments that don't make the clips. There's a lot of moments that don't make the clips.
They're no less true for only working in the room.
Like there are absolutely. I think they're actually more true to the art form, if that makes sense,
yeah,
right?
It's the simulacrum that we have to keep going. But there is like, I just wonder how, my plan is to do like a new like 20-minute special every month.
I think if anyone can do it, you can do it. I couldn't do it.
But people will say, what's he? Like, I know, but it might work. There's a guy doing one every week.
Josh Wolfel?
Yeah. No, I don't know what's his name. It's the guy from the Tonight Show.
Josh Johnson?
The Daily Show.
Is that it?
Daily Show guy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No,
he's doing he's doing a weekly special.
Yeah, I think you've been...
W-E-A-K.
I think you've been one of the more prolific Australian comedians. And the fact you were pushing out the amount you were pushing out from Adelaide...
But I'm falling apart.
Well, yeah, you have too many children. They're all lovely.
I got to do a meeting. They're I got to do great. A business meeting. Jez Watts, everybody. We love Jez Watts. Jez, I'm going to do the meeting now. You do what you got to do.
Thank you, James.
You go inside, you say goodbye to people, and you wave on your way out of my house. I love you, Jez.
Thank you, James. I love you, too.
Catamaran Ho, everybody.